భగవద్గీత 8.10 ప్రయాణకాలే మనసా చలేన భక్త్యాయుక్తో యోగబలేన చైవ రువోర్మధ్యే ప్రాణమావేశ్య సమ్యక్ సతం పరం పురుషం ఉపైతి దివ్యం. హియర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ హౌ టు ప్రాసెస్ యోగ ప్రాక్టీస్ హౌ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ యోగా విత్ డివోషనల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. ఇన్ ది సిక్స్త్ చాప్టర్ హీ హస్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ హౌ అష్టాంగ యోగా కల్మినేట్స్ ఇన్ భక్తి యోగా. ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ హీస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ దట్ అల్టిమేట్ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ బీయింగ్ ది అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ బై రిమెంబరింగ్ హిమ్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్. అండ్ ఫస్ట్ యూ విల్ టాక్ అబౌట్ హౌ సచ్ రిమెంబరెన్స్ కెన్ బి అటైన్డ్ through the practice of Ashtanga Yoga, and then he will talk about how such remembrance can be cultivated through the practice of Bhakti Yoga. So here he is talking about the Ashtanga Yogi's cultivation of devotional consciousness, of yogic consciousness accompanied with the mood, with a devotional mood. ప్రయాణకాలే మనసా చలేన ప్రయాణకాలే ది మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ డెత్. దిస్ ఇస్ అ థీమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ద ప్రైమరీ ఫోకస్ ఆఫ్ డిస్కషన్ రైట్ నా. అండ్ అర్జున యూజ్ ద వర్డ్ ప్రయాణకాలే చ కథం గేయో సినియతాత్మభి. హౌ క్యాన్ ద రెగ్యులేటెడ్ నో యూ ఎట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్? It asked in 8.2 and in 8.5 and 6 Krishna has talked about general about the remembering him at the time of death and the general principle that our emotional disposition determines our emotional disposition at death determines our physical incarceration, the kind of physical embodiment that we have after death, after in the next life. So then he said that we should try to remember him constantly, and that was 8.7. Then he endorsed, he recommended a practice for such remembrance, and then in the last was 8.9, he gave the information about Krishna's glories that will make such remembrance easier. Now in 8.10 he is talking about practicing this through the process of Ashtanga Yoga. So he says, Prayana Kale Manasa Chalena Manasa Achalena. Krishna has told earlier, or Arjuna has protested earlier, that the mind is chanchala. It is restless. Chanchalam hi manaha Krishna. 6.35 he said. 6.34. And 6.33 also he said that. Yoyam yogastvaya prokta samyena madhusudana etasyaham na pashyami chanchalatvat sitim stiram. So Krishna says here, yes, the mind is chanchala. He has acknowledged that in 6.35 when he says, asamshayam mahabaho manodurnigraham chalam chala. Chala is just a short form of chanchala. Yes, no doubt the mind is restless, but it can be controlled. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha gruhyate. It is possible by abhyas and vairagya. So here one kind of abhyas is being described. It consistently brings the mind back to focus on Krishna. So manasa achalena prayana kale manasa achalena. If at the time of death one's mind is no longer deviated to other things, bhruvor madhye pranam avesh samyak. Bhruvor madhye, the space between the eyebrows, pranam avesh samyak. One gets one's prana into this properly, fully, and then भक्त्यायुक्तो योग बलेन चैव so by the force of yoga that is imbued with devotion bhaktyayukto yoga balena chaiva and then sudam param purusham upayit divyam which was such is a person who can attain krishna bhaktyayukto yoga balena chaiva so one practices bhakti One practices yoga, the strength of yoga imbued with devotion, bhaktya yukto. So how does this work? This is Krishna is talking about Ashtanga yogis, so their primary practice is yoga, but they have brought momentum to their bhakti, to their yoga practice by imbuing it with devotion. Satam param purusham upaiti divyam. Such a person will attain the param purusha, a supreme person. That supreme person's characteristics have been described in the previous verse, 9th text. In the 8th text also the word satam param purusha was used. Abhyasa yoga yuktein chetasa nanya gamina paramam purusham divyam yati parthanu chintayan. Paramam purusham divyam yati. So here also it is param purusham upaiti divyam. In the yoga process, the yogis may not at the initial stages of yoga practice know that their ultimate objective is Krishna. They may have some other conceptions of what their objective is. But still, if they persevere, if they're fortunate enough to associate with devotees, when they come to know of that goal, then they make Krishna the ultimate goal. Other yogis may not know Krishna as the ultimate goal. They may worship Krishna as a tool for meditation. And they may try to infuse themselves with devotion. But if they are fortunate, if they associate with devotees, they also understand that the tool is no longer, not just the tool is the goal. That the person whom they are meditating on, it is not that they have to get a flip by meditating on that person and ultimately go beyond that person. There is no beyond Krishna. Krishna is beyond everything. And such yogis who are fortunate, they attain the Paramapurusha and they recognize that the Paramapurusha is Krishna. This verse talks about an interesting combination of bhakti and yoga. Now, bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva. Sometimes we may say yoga itself is bhakti yoga because that is the highest yoga. That is true. And the word yoga generically means connection, but specifically it has a meaning and it refers to the process of Ashtanga yoga. So here Krishna talks about yoga balena chaiva. Yoga balena. By the power of yoga, one should bring the mind of mind control and bhaktya yukto, imbue it with devotion. Yoga's definition is told in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra to be Yogas Chitta Vritti Nirodha, that the movements of consciousness are stopped. Chitta Vritti, the tendency of the consciousness to move restlessly towards material things is stopped by the practice of yoga. Yogas Chitta Vritti Nirodha, stopping of that. Now, yoga balena chaiva. So yoga practice aims to bring the chitta vritti, the movement of consciousness, to a stop. But that is, material movements of consciousness are brought to a stop so that the focus can be intensified on the spiritual reality. And that spiritual reality in its highest manifestation is Krishna. So bhaktya yukto. So when we focus on bhakti, that time, when one imbues one's yoga practice with bhakti, then the focus, then the whole process is no longer regulative or restrictive or negative, that, oh, don't let the consciousness move. It becomes positive and affirmative and attractive, because there is a focus on, there's a positive object for meditation. And that positive object, if you understand His glory, if you understand Krishna's glory, then we can, then devotion to Him and devotional attraction to Him becomes easier, thereby making the whole process of yoga move towards its culmination faster. Thank you.